Michelle Obama gave the opening keynote address to the convention, announcing that the American dream is still alive, presenting herself and her husband as two examples that in the United States of America, quote, anything is possible, unquote.
It's the story of men and women gathered in churches and union halls, in high school gyms, and people who stood up and marched and risked everything they had, refusing to settle, determined to mold our future into the shape of our ideals. Isn't that the great American story?
The war in Iraq, the U.S. economy, healthcare, and workers' rights were some of the main themes of this week's Democratic National Convention. As usual, the Democrats are trying to convince U.S. voters in countless ardent testimonials that they represent the working people and the middle class in America. Despite the omnipresence of corporate sponsorship for the event, they would like you to believe that they are a true alternative to what they're referring to as the, quote, country club politics of the Republican Party. Although former President Jimmy Carter was excluded from speaking, Hillary Rodham Clinton, Bill Clinton, Ted Kennedy, and Obama's running mate, Senator Joseph Biden of Delaware, were all given high profiles at the convention. Hillary Clinton, after an intense struggle within the party, endorsed Barack Obama as the presidential candidate for the Democratic Party.
We need to elect Barack Obama because we need a president who understands that America can't compete in the global economy by padding the pockets of energy speculators while ignoring the workers whose jobs have been shipped overseas. We need a president who understands we can't solve the problems of global warming by giving windfall profits to the oil companies. He built his campaign on a fundamental belief that change in this country must start from the ground up, not the top down. And he knows that government must be about we the people, not we the favored few.
Against the advice of his doctors, Senator Edward Kennedy traveled from Massachusetts, where he's recovering from brain surgery due to cancer.
Nothing is going to keep me away from this special gathering tonight. I have come here tonight to stand with you, to change America, to restore its future, to rise to our best ideals, and to elect Barack Obama President of the United States.
Washington State Congressman Jim McDermott was also on hand and gave interviews to reporters on the floor of the convention center. He disagrees with Barack Obama's plans to increase the U.S. military presence in Afghanistan. McDermott is also opposed to a permanent U.S. presence in Iraq.
People who said we weren't doing permanent base are simply lying. They're now talking about this withdrawal or this redeployment. It's really, my view is that that's wrong, and it's going to get us in continued problems with the Muslim and Arab world.
Meanwhile, on the streets of Denver, thousands of people from all over the country were demonstrating against the war and against the policies of the U.S. government. Peace and justice groups, including Code Pink, AIM, and Iraq Veterans Against the War, held rallies and performed political street theater, highlighting a plethora of other important issues. The band Rage Against the Machine headlined an activist music concert. Most protesters accused the Democrats of betrayal on a number of issues, including the environment, workers' rights, immigration, the war on terrorism, government surveillance, and civil rights. On Sunday, demonstrators blocked the entrance to the Pepsi Center for several hours. Denver police made a mass sweep of protesters on Monday when anti-war marchers attempted to approach the convention center. Police and riot gear outnumbered protesters 2-1. During that mass arrest, law enforcement officers used pepper spray and tear gas on demonstrators. Police were also reportedly armed with nunchucks. In a situation very reminiscent of the Seattle anti-WTO protests, the ACLU is investigating witness reports that uniformed police officers in Denver wore no name tags for identification. Organizers say their First Amendment rights to freedom of speech and assembly have been violated by mass arrests and the establishment of an officially designated protest zone. Police have also been accused of handcuffing, searching, and detaining people without probable cause and with no charges filed. Over 100 people have been arrested so far. Organizers from the American Indian Movement, or AIM, took a lead in many of the protest organizing events. Representatives from several tribes dismissed the Democratic National Convention as just another distraction designed to take the public's attention away from the plight of oppressed people all over the world. Spokespersons for AIM spoke out against the occupation of indigenous land by the U.S. government, comparing the situation facing the Iraqi people to the historic mistreatment suffered by Native Americans. Out on the streets, activists called for the Democrats to stand in support of the many progressive causes they claim to uphold. Since most of the Democrats in Congress voted in favor of giving George W. Bush the authorization to use force against Iraq, including Vice Presidential candidate Joe Biden, Iraq Veterans Against the War and other peace and justice organizations hold the Democrats responsible. Many of the demonstrators oppose Obama's plan to escalate the war in Afghanistan. On Wednesday, after the Rage Against the Machine show at the Denver Coliseum, IVAW representatives marched to the Pepsi Center with concertgoers to deliver a letter to Barack Obama, calling upon him to endorse their platform. Marchers were met with riot police at the gates of the center. Dispersal orders were given and police threatened to use tear gas on the demonstrators. Eventually, aides from the Obama campaign came out to meet the veterans. The IVAW is demanding immediate withdrawal of all occupying forces, aid to all returning veterans, and reparations to the Iraqi people. Inside the convention, a few rarely heard voices were actually allowed to speak. Congressman Dennis Kucinich berated the Bush administration for violating the U.S. Constitution, and representatives from some labor unions and nonprofit groups were given the opportunity to address the crowd. Pauline Beck is a home care worker from Oakland, California, and a member of Service Employees International Union, or SEIU.
My job is to help people, but being a home care worker is hard. The wages are low, the hours can be long, and the work can be physically challenging. Our union, SEIU, is a great help, but workers need a president who stands up for us.
SEIU Secretary-Treasurer Anna Berger called on Democrats to provide more help for workers in the United States.
9 in 10 workers have no union, while health care costs are exploding. Pensions are wiped out. Job security is a thing of the past. Working people in this country can't afford more of the same. Brothers and sisters, it is time for change.
Earlier in the week, a wave of fear passed through the convention when 4 men were arrested in Denver with weapons, and police announced that one of them had made threats against Barack Obama. By the next day, however, law enforcement authorities were downplaying the reports, saying that they had never posed a serious threat to the Democratic Party's presidential nominee. Tonight, Illinois Senator Barack Obama will be the featured speaker. A lot of talk among the delegates at the convention centered around his immense battle with the Clintons over control of the Democratic Party's multi-million-dollar fundraising machine. There's no doubt among Obama delegates and inside political observers that this struggle for economic control was the real reason for the surprising and self-defeating animosity that erupted between the two candidates and their supporters. Other controversial issues aside, including accusations of racism, prejudice, and misogyny in the campaign, have been overshadowed by competition for access to money. The Democrats are holding themselves up as the party of compassion and progressive ideals in opposition to the greed and corruption rampant in the Bush administration. It remains to be seen whether the voting public will buy this version of reality. Some of Barack Obama's main campaign contributors include some of the country's largest corporate law firms and investment groups, including Goldman Sachs, Citibank, J.P. Morgan, Chase, the parent company for CBS Viacom, and Rupert Murdoch's News Corporation. One thing is for certain, the protesters on the street of Denver certainly do not believe the hype.
Change in America doesn't start from the top up, top down, it starts from the bottom up. Change is brought about because ordinary people do extraordinary things. And so we want to open up this convention to make sure that everybody who wants to come can join in the party and join in the effort to take America back. I think we are going to have a great night tomorrow night, and I look forward to seeing you there. God bless you. God bless America.
The This is Mark Taylor Canfield for One World Report.